Let me ask you some questions to both of you. Let's start with Dr. Kaimak. Do you have a fixed interval between treatment sessions, or do you vary the interval between according to response?
When we start with the treatment, we try that we do 9 to 10 treatments within 4 weeks. And then we check this again after 4 weeks, and then we look after 12 weeks again for the function of the macula. But it's also possible. And we have patients when they have the experience that after 4 sessions, they feel an improvement in visual acuity and visual quality.
Dr. Kaimak, you've seen resolution of drusen. Have you seen any changes in autofluorescence in those treated areas where the drusen were?
This was some of our patients. It's not the routine case that you have a resolution from the drusen, and it's also not our aim that we see these changes. I think the bad thing is that we have this improvement in the visual quality, what we didn't see with the nanolaser treatment. And I think it's very easy to perform, and also it's very safe. We don't see any changes in the autofluorescence in those patients.
You've spoken about photobiomodulation in dry AMD. So what's next? Is it possible to apply this technology to other conditions? Dr. Kaimak, Dr. Odunia?
Well, when we read the publication and you see that you have no side effect, then you really feel open to other treatments, because you know every retinal disease have a dysfunction. And so you can try it, or you can offer it to your patient. And we have patients with retinitis pigmentosa or with CCS, with MacTel. We try it. We do not promise any benefit. We just really try it. And when the patient has or is open-minded, then I think these are very good candidates just to try it, because you really see no side effect. And this makes us very sure to try it in these patients.
Dr. Odunia, have you tried photobiomodulation in other conditions?
Yes, I think this photobiomodulation treatment with Lumicera Valeda is tested and is safe. We can't see side effects at all in any case. Then the patient have something to win and nothing to lose. Then I think you could offer in a very huge variety of retinal illness. And you are going to be surprised in some cases, because a patient can see better in some indication. We can talk about it if you want.
You have both tried different laser technologies, MicroPulse, yes. Subthreshold, photobiomodulation. Why should I go for photobiomodulation over other technologies? Let's start with Dr. Kaimak.
Because the procedure is really safe and it goes very quick. Your study nurse can do this procedure. You can repeat it. And you have really this excited results or patients. You really not see it with the laser. You know, when you're doing the laser, it takes time that you see the improvement. With CCS, I prefer the nanolaser treatment before I do the PDT, and there I see the really good results with the laser. For diabetic macular edema, well, we can also try the subthreshold laser and the nanolaser, but this takes time, and I think it's really difficult to titrate, to find the right energy, and it's not always safe. And with the photobiomodulation, you can go and you can try it. It's really safe, and so It's a wide range of indications where you can try this.
Do you do combination treatment, Dr. Orduña, in any of your patients?
Not in any, but I treat a patient with central serous choroidopathy, like Dr. Carmack. Then after the treatment, I'm going to show you a case after that. After the treatment, the patient say that, okay, my retina is drier, but I can see better. This is a good indication for photobiomodulation. After a nanopulse laser, you can do a photobiomodulation, because with photobiomodulation, the visual acuity is going to rise a little bit with no side effects. Then you can offer to all of your patients.
So what makes the ideal patient for photobiomodulation, Dr. Carmack?
He will be open-minded for a new treatment modality, what is not the gold standard yet. So we have to talk to the patient, and you can really say that 70% of the patient, they feel this improvement. You try it in different cases, and when you have not this, no, that's, you also can try it in patients with really great geographic atrophy. I see also their improvements were not count on it. So you are sometimes really surprised what you can achieve with this treatment. So I don't really know the best candidate for this treatment. I'm really open. I offer it to all patients, nearly.
Dr. Orduña, what makes for you the ideal patient for photobiomodulation?
First, my ideal patient for photobiomodulation is the patient who are in the who fits in the clinical study, patients who have a dry AMD. Then, going out of this indication, out of the studies, my perfect indication is a patient with some healthy retinal pigment epithelium. And you can be sure that the vision is going down, the visual quality is going down, and the contrast sensitivity is going down, the microperimetry is going down, then in this case you can offer the treatment. But you need a healthy retinal pigment epithelium, because you are going to stimulate the retinal pigment epithelium. You have no retinal pigment epithelium, you are not going to stimulate nothing at all.
That's a very valid point. You need to have some cells to rescue.